Melbourne's green open spaces are just one of the reasons it frequently ranks as one of the world's most livable cities. Its vibrant art scene, thriving restaurants and famous sports venues offer its 4 million residents a huge variety of leisure activities. But it's not all about play in Australia's cultural capital. Melbourne is the country's higher education hub, home to a number of highly regarded universities and a big student population.
Melbourne benefits from having three out of the four largest universities in Australia. They make up 144,000 students, a student population that's based pretty much all in the CBD. It's attracting a lot of businesses and a lot of jobs are created within the precincts. If you think about the ASX 200, at the moment 29% of those companies are based in Melbourne. But what's more interesting, if you look at just the ones that have floated since 2014, and 44% are based in Melbourne. And that's because we have this incredible diversity of student populations.
Unlike other Australian cities, Melbourne's economy is not heavily reliant on commodities. And with the diverse range of financial, professional services and communications firms comes stability. A strong local economy is helping to revitalise Melbourne's CBD as both people and businesses move back in. New development projects, such as Melbourne Docklands, are also extending the city's commercial heart.
Melbourne is changing significantly, primarily around population growth of 100,000 a year for Victoria and a centralised railway and transport system that hubs around the CBD. Melbourne has become a great destination for international investment and tourism, and that's a result of some of the development and also the addition of Docklands in Melbourne. And you couple that with the laneway culture that Melbourne is so well known for, it really gives a great vibrancy to the city.
Ambitious future infrastructure plans are in place to strengthen transport networks from the new regional rail link to the forthcoming Western Distributor Road project and Melbourne Metro Rail Link.
These are important infrastructure investments in the growth of Melbourne. These projects are adding additional capacity to the CBD. Makes it easier for people to get into the CBD, whether it by road or rail. Businesses thrive on good people. Infrastructure such as this enables more people to be attracted to the city and get easy access to good opportunities. It helps the competitiveness of Melbourne and attracts people and businesses to Melbourne.
Like in many cities, affordable housing is a challenge, and in recent years, Melbourne has been growing both outwards and upwards. Apartment blocks have been springing up across the city, yet prices remain high despite changes to foreign investment rules. For many, it's a price tag worth paying. With the city's population projected to double by 2050, millions more people are keen to live the lifestyle that Melbourne offers.